I went walking that ribbon of highway. I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. Singing, this land was made for you and me.
This Land Is Your Land is a protest song written by Woody Guthrie in the 1940s. It is performed here by triad musicians John Sundell and Leighton Bryant. The presidential campaign of 2008 was my first exposure to the political process. The dynamic campaign built up a sort of idealism around American democracy for many young people, including myself. Then, North Carolina's Moral Monday protests showed me one way to get involved in the political process.
Only 1 out of 5 North Carolinians agree with what they're doing. The governor's numbers have dropped, and they will continue to drop because our message is right, our heart is right, and our agenda is right.
Dr. William Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP, started the protests in response to a law requiring voters to show a government-issued photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Barber held the first Moral Monday protest in April of 2013. They continued outside the North Carolina General Assembly every Monday during the summer legislative session.
We were paired up two by two to walk in a very dignified way into the legislative building and gathered at the fountain outside the state Senate chambers.
Craig Schaub is the minister of Parkway United Church of Christ in Winston-Salem. He's also my minister and explained to me why he was willing to be arrested as a Moral Monday protester.
What do we do when they mess with the poor?
We fight.
What do we do when they mess with workers' rights?
We fight.
What do we do when they mess with health care?
We fight.
As long as we have breath, we do what?
We fight.
And we bore testimony to our convictions about many of the legislative policies that had been voted upon in this last legislative session.
Schaub was arrested in the legislative building under the charges of disturbing the peace. Most Americans support voter ID laws, but North Carolina's law is among the most strict, requiring photo ID at every election, eliminating early registration for 16 and 17-year-olds, and reducing the number of early voting days. These three groups tend to vote Democratic. The Justice Department is suing North Carolina because the provision requiring photo IDs disproportionately affects African Americans. They make up 22% of North Carolina's voters, but are 34% of voters without ID.
I am State Representative Julia Howard, and I represent the 79th House District.
Howard voted in favor of the voter ID law. Like her Republican colleagues, she is concerned about voter fraud.
People as a whole, I think that they truly want to believe that their vote counts. It should be secured. People have fought and lost their lives over the right for us to be free and to vote.
According to the State Board of Elections, 121 alleged cases of voter fraud were reported in 2011, yet 300,000 registered voters lack a driver's license or another form of special ID. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think if there's one declared case of fraud, that's one too many. Anybody that wants an ID certainly has the opportunity to get one.
As a young person, it is often difficult for me to have a voice in politics. In fact, many of those affected by the voter ID law and other recent legislation are marginalized in political discourse. North Carolina's Moral Mondays attempted to rectify this disparity. I asked Schaub why he engaged in civil disobedience during the statewide protests.
One of the big reasons that is close to my heart is to show people who are losing hope, show people who have been so affected by these policies, that there are other people who care, who want to stand with them, who are grieving with them, to show them they're not alone.
The voter ID law adds obstacles to voting. But the majority of the North Carolina General Assembly believes that these obstacles are necessary to protect the sanctity of the vote. Ayn Rand, a conservative American novelist, said, quote, "The political function of rights is precisely to protect minorities from oppression by majorities," end quote. But in this case, the legislature has obstructed the right to vote for a minority of our citizens. As someone who is affected by the law, I believe that the fear of voter fraud shouldn't outweigh my right to vote. For Radio 101, I'm Breck Radulovic.
This land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, singing this land was made for you and me.